This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a clear sky and 75 degrees. President Biden says he's putting democracy above ambition by stepping down from his re-election bid.
Sitting behind the Resolute desk, President Biden says while he reveres the office, he loves his country more.
So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. It's the best way to unite our nation.
The president did not say whether or not he thought he could beat former President Trump in an election rematch, but says the defense of democracy is more important than any title.
But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
President Biden praised his vice president, Kamala Harris, who is now the presumptive Democratic nominee, calling her tough and capable. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One person was critically injured in a crash in southwest Wichita Wednesday night. Sedgwick County Dispatch received a call just before 10 p.m., a report of a single vehicle crash at West 50th Street South and South Seneca. The victim is believed to be a juvenile. The vehicle is similar to a mini bike. Sedgwick County Commissioners have approved a lease agreement for a new home for ComCare Children's Services.
The county will lease 35,000 square feet of space at Brittany Sitter at 1938 North Woodlawn. Their current leases at 350 South Broadway and 329 South Topeka are expiring, and the county must vacate by the end of August. The county has been looking for new office space after being notified in January that their current leases would not be renewed. Commissioner Jim Howell says he doesn't like that county services are continuously moving.
In my personal opinion, I really wish we would be moving up towards a purchase. I know this isn't the building that ComCare wanted.
The Brittany Center lease will cost the county $507,500 annually for the first 3 years, with increases after that. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The county would like to purchase or build a facility for ComCare Children's Services. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to a Congress Wednesday was met with crowds of protesters inside and outside the Capitol. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Thousands of anti-Israel protesters who are upset over the war in Gaza following Hamas's attack on Israel protested near the Capitol building. Some of the protesters took down and burned U.S. flags and then replaced them with Palestinian flags outside Union Station. Now, during his address to Congress, Netanyahu had this message for the protesters wreaking havoc on the streets.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And some of the protesters also clashed with police. It's unclear how many of them were arrested.
Vice President Kamala Harris was absent from the speech because of a previous travel commitment. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Powerful winds and hundreds of lightning strikes from thunderstorms rattled eastern Oregon and Idaho, cutting power and pushing wildfires that include an Oregon fire, which is already the largest active blaze in the nation. The Durkee Fire is burning near the Oregon-Idaho border, about 130 miles west of Boise, and has closed a long stretch, of Interstate 84. The 500-person town of Huntington, Oregon, remains evacuated, and officials say the fire merged with another large blaze and also crossed the interstate Wednesday afternoon. Flash flood warnings were also issued in Huntington and other nearby areas. An Arizona man who murdered his own family will have the rest of his life in prison to think about it.
Three life sentences handed down to 37-year-old Navy veteran Brendan Lujan. In August 2021, he got into an argument about him and his wife getting kicked out of his parents' house. Maricopa County prosecutors say he then shot and killed both of his parents and a younger brother. Apparently, the brothers got into a fight when Lujan whipped out a handgun and shot him. When the parents ran out of the bedroom and tried to stop him, he killed them too. His two young daughters were in the car outside while all this was happening, and they could hear the gunshots and screaming from outside. Not only was he found guilty of three counts of first-degree murder, his wife, Ray Lynn, who acted as the getaway driver, got 3 years in prison. John Saucier, Fox News.
An illegal drug and dogfighting ring is broken up in Florida.
13 suspects are under arrest in Pinellas County, and various kinds of drugs, guns, cash, and more than 100 dogs have been seized. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the case underscores the problems at the southern border.
We got a really, really serious drug problem in this country, and what it comes from is there's too many drugs coming in, and we know where they're coming from. They're coming primarily from the border.
Police say the dogs were found in kennels in a backyard along with treadmills and dogfighting paraphernalia. The dogs will be put up for adoption. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A French bulldog has died after being stolen and left in a hot delivery truck.
Police say a FedEx driver stole the French bulldog from a family in North Carolina and threw it in the back of his hot truck, where the pet died as he completed his delivery route. The now ex-employee, Kamani Johan Marshall, is accused of stealing the $5,500 championship show dog named Tori with the intent to breed it. Marshall reportedly knew the dog's owners and had previously asked them about breeding with one of his dogs, but the owners declined the offer. Marshall surrendered to authorities. He's now charged with larceny of a dog, possession of stolen goods, and cruelty to animals. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras are showing things on the roadways here in the Wichita area. Now, the highways, at least, things looking pretty good out there. Got a lot of traffic right now, especially southbound on... This would be Broadway, southbound on Broadway, kind of in the south part of town, headed towards the Hayesville area. There's a couple of places where we've got some really heavy traffic at the moment, and it's the slowest moving areas that we're seeing out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, we're going to hit the repeat button. Mostly sunny skies, toasty high of 96 degrees. A southerly wind still going to be pretty light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear after dark as we dip back down to 69. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has secured an arrest warrant for a man who fired multiple rounds in a public park in Minneapolis, Kansas, and was shot by responding Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. Wichita police arrested 46-year-old Artemis Four Peck of Minneapolis Wednesday morning as he was released from Wesley Medical Center. Peck was arrested on an Ottawa County warrant for attempted capital murder and attempted second-degree murder. He was transported to the Mitchell County Jail. Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey!
Had a sunny, hot day across South Central Kansas Wednesday, almost like it was July. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees yesterday. Normal high is 93.
Yep, just a normal July day.
There you go. On this date in 1992, hail as large as grapefruit smashed the windows of several cars 9.5 miles northeast of Scott City. In extreme western Kansas, hail the size of grapefruit. I haven't seen hail that big.
It's not good.
Really big. And on this date in 1946, the United States detonated an atomic bomb near Bikini Atoll in the Pacific in the first underwater test of the device. The Bikini Atoll. The first bomb. All right, Ted, I saw this article today, and it kind of struck me. Fireflies. Once seemed plentiful and cool, easy to catch and watch, they served as an introduction to the world of nature around us for many of us when we were kids. Entomologists keep hearing anecdotal reports of fewer fireflies, leading to fears that the summer flash is fading. It's due to habitat loss, pesticides, light pollution, and climate change. Experts say the flickering glow of fireflies is too important to lose, but too small to notice. Later this year, the federal government is likely to put the first firefly species on the endangered species list. Scientists say some firefly species are doing well, but several are not. And there are many species they just don't know about. So I haven't seen a lightning bug.
I certainly noticed there were much fewer fireflies this year.
Do you get them at your place?
Yes.
Oh,
some summers, quite a bit. This summer, not very many.
I never haven't seen one in my house in years. What? Okay. Do they nest somewhere? Do you know anything about how they show up at your house? Maybe something there they like. I don't know. When we were kids, I know this sounds awful, but when kids, we would catch them and tear the little light thing off and put it on our finger like a ring finger, like it was a ring on our finger, like a diamond. You ever do that?
No, I never did that.
Sounds kind of cruel, doesn't it?
Not kind of.
Very. It is. If a bug has feelings, there you go. The opening ceremony. The opening
ceremony. Fireflies were really thick when I was a kid in the summer. They were all around. You could see them all the time. I don't think I've seen one for years.
This year I just saw just a very handful.
And they're delightful things. When you can see a yard in the summertime, a yard full of them when we were kids. It was really fun to have them around, but maybe we can bring them back. What's a natural enemy? Birds?
Well, you just named
habitat.
It.
Yeah.
Habitat.
Yeah. Pesticides.
Mm-hmm. That's not good for the animals.
Not good for fireflies. Nope. They're delicate little creatures. The opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics is set for Friday. Instead of a traditional march into a stadium, about 10,500 athletes will parade on more than 90 boats on the Seine River. This will start the ceremony, not mark the end of it, another break from tradition. The ceremony will air on NBC, stream on Peacock and NBC Olympic platform. Starts at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, expected to last more than 3 hours, and there will be a primetime encore at 7:30 p.m. If you're making plans for the Olympics, I always enjoyed watching them march in.
Oh, yeah, I always watch the opening ceremony.
Watching those people in all their uniforms come marching in there. They're going to be floating in on boats.
They're floating in this year.
They're floating.
When the Olympics were in London last, didn't it actually happen while we were on the air and we were watching it while we were doing the show? I seem to remember that.
Yeah, the ones in Europe.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah. Stuff happens in the morning here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's prime time over there.
6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 6:17 Central Time. Time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And we have hit another milestone on the Wichita sports calendar. Tonight is opening night of the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series. It all takes place at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State for the next week and a half. So it's opening day today, day one of 10 days of competition. 16 teams are vying for the championship, and we open up with pool play for the first week of the competition. There are two games on the schedule this evening. We open up with the defending champions of the World Series. The Hutchinson Monarchs play at 6 o'clock tonight against top prospect of Texas. And then the late game at 8:30 tonight, you got the Seattle Studs taking on Tulsa Sandlot. There's your first two games. We get underway with the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series starting up at X Stadium tonight. Another event on the Wichita sports calendar on the campus of Wichita State, the 11th annual TBT, the basketball tournament. The winner-take-all $1 million summer tournament at Koch Arena, Wichita State. 2,700 fans on hand last night, most of them in the Jayhawk, crimson and blue in the round of 16, third-round play in the regional final. Alums from Colorado, Team Colorado, taking on alums from Kansas, Mass Street. Mass Street had an 11-point lead late in this game, but then they got outscored 19-5 down the stretch, went ice cold, and it's Team Colorado that advances to the quarterfinals of the TBT, beating Mass Street 84-81. So Team Colorado was the ultimate spoiler in this Wichita Regional. They knocked out the K-State guys, Purple Rain. Then they knocked out the Aftershocks, Wichita State alums. Then they knocked out Mass Street, KU alums. Beat all three Kansas teams.
Shame on them.
So Team Colorado is the team that stays alive and advances on into the quarterfinals of the TBT. Minor League Baseball last night, we have similar themes for the Wind Surge and the Royals. The Wind Surge ended up having a tie game late, but then they gave up four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and lose at Amarillo 7-4. Wind Surge just can't win on the road. They've lost 11 of their last 12 road games. Wichita at Amarillo again tonight.
And kind of the same deal for the Royals. The Royals had a 4-3 lead in the ninth inning, but could not close it out. Arizona scored 5 runs against the Royals' bullpen in the top of the ninth inning and came back to beat Kansas City 8-6. Back-to-back losses for the Royals in front of 16,000 at Kauffman Stadium last night. An off day today for the Royals. We got news that former KU athletic director Bob Markham passed away this week at the age of 87 after a stroke. He was the athletic director at KU from the late 70s into the early 80s. And he was the guy that rehired football coach Don Fambro. Turned out to be a pretty good move because Fambro ended up becoming the Big 8 Coach of the Year and took KU to a bowl game in the early 80s. Former KU athletic director Bob Markham has passed at the age of 87. Let's go back to Major League Baseball. The Cincinnati Reds in Atlanta yesterday for a scheduled doubleheader, even though the second game got rained out. In the first game, the Reds getting nice production from their cleanup hitter, first baseman, former Wichita Wind Surge player Spencer Steer. The action on Bally Sports Ohio.
De La Cruz, larger lead. Steer slaps to right. Duvall changes his angle and comes up short of the dot. De La Cruz scores. Steer up to second. Duvall throws in. Steer shooting for third. And a terrible relay by Zach Short. Steer stumbles, pops up. He races for home, and he scores. Base hit and then a major gaffe on the horrendous throw from Zach Short. And that error opens the door to a second score. It is 2-0 Reds.
Well, in the big leagues, it's a triple. In the little leagues, it's a home run. Spencer Steer ended up 3-for-5, a pair of doubles, a triple, drove in 3 runs. The Reds beat the Braves 9-4 to sweep the brief 2-game series. Spencer Steer is in the top 10 in the National League in doubles and runs driven in for the former Wind Surge player.
So, let me get this right. He hit the ball and he circled the bases?
Yeah, he got a triple and then the fielding error that allowed him to get home.
Go ahead.
So there you go. The Reds beat the Braves 9-4. Yeah, like you said, they snapped that that 2-game series in Atlanta, the Cincinnati Reds. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
I had a good friend whose dad was his first coach in Little League, and 6-7 years old or whatever. And he just said, kids, boys, he says, if you hit a fair ball, do not stop running until you cross the plate.
Yep.
And it worked almost every time.
Yeah, it sure does.
Those kids can't feel that.
Well, it worked for Spencer Steer last night.
Sure did. All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Losing weight can be tough. How about keeping it off? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 6:30 here on this Thursday morning. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Charlotte, North Carolina, focusing on a new general election adversary.
Former President Trump still had his usual criticisms of President Biden, but has now turned his attacks squarely on Vice President Kamala Harris. He told supporters in Charlotte she's responsible for the border and the war in Ukraine.
She's so bad for us. Everything Kamala touches turns into a total disaster.
North Carolina is seen as critical to the victory path for both parties in November. Former President Trump won the state in 2016 and 2020, but Vice President Harris is considering the state's governor, Roy Cooper, as a running mate. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is a step closer to a new home for its administrative offices. County commissioners have given the authority for a bond sale for the project, estimated at about $28 million. The county plans to either build a new facility or renovate an existing building. However, no site yet selected. The county's lease at the downtown Ruffin building is set to expire in June of next year. At its next meeting, commissioners will then look at a potential extension through the summer of 2028.
House lawmakers have replaced American flags taken down by protesters.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Woo! Yeah!
A group of House Republican lawmakers say the Pledge of Allegiance outside of D.C.'s Union Station after they raised three new American flags. The flags were taken down by pro-Palestinian protesters who took to the streets in frustration over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News Radio about the message they're trying to send.
This is a message that we're going to stand for America, America's values and freedom. That's what the flag represents. And we're the greatest, most powerful, strongest, most free nation in the history of the world.
Capitol Police have arrested multiple protesters. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Bernie Bluestein fought a unique battle in World War II. He was sworn to secrecy regarding his true mission as a ghost soldier.
Now, at age 100, Bluestein can look back on his service with a group of 1,100 Americans recruited from art schools and studios across the U.S. to deceive Nazi forces, using inflatable military equipment, fake radio messages, sound effects, and other deceptive techniques. It was a secret that he kept for over 50 years. His son admits that he would only say about his service is that he did camouflage. Bluestein and the 10 remaining Ghost Army veterans were recently awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. 10 of the approximately 170 presented in American history and Congress's highest honor.
Every one of you people who've touched my life, has influenced me, meant a great deal in me being where I am today. And I appreciate having the association with all of you. And I want to God bless you for all that. Thank you.
In 1996, their mission was declassified, and the world learned of the Ghost Army for the first time. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, we're going to hit the repeat button. Mostly sunny skies, toasty high of 96 degrees. A southerly wind still going to be pretty light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear after dark as we dip back down to 69. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear sky, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 73 degrees at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:34. July 25th, on this date in 1956, the Italian liner SS Andrea Doria collided with a Swedish passenger ship Stockholm off the New England coast late at night and began sinking. 51 people, 46 from the Andrea Doria, 5 from the Stockholm, were killed. The Andrea Doria capsized and sank the following morning. That was on this date in 1956, the collision of two ocean liners just off our eastern coast there. 6:34 now, Stephen. 10. Let's see what else we got going on here this morning. Disney has reached a tentative labor agreement deal with roughly 14,000 workers at the California theme parks. The deal averts what would have been the first major Disneyland strike in 40 years.
Oof.
The deal covers 4 different unions and includes positions like ride operators, parking attendants, and candy makers. Union leaders say workers will vote on the deal, that is, on Monday. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS today. This is, by the way, Steve and Ted show number 6,725.
Oh, my.
That's right. We just keep rolling along.
My goodness.
Stacking up the numbers. So there you go. And I hated to miss 2 shows this week because I had jury duty, but again, I've been thinking about it, Ted, and if just spending a little time down there and trying to pay attention is all I have to sacrifice for my citizenship, that's a pretty small cost. I mean, that's pretty cheap. Other people have done a lot more in the name of civic duty. But and you've never served on a jury, right?
I have not.
Okay, it's a random deal. They just select it from the taxpayer rolls at random, and there you go.
So they notify you by mail.
Yeah.
What happens if you just toss it in the trash?
I'm not sure. I've been doing some research. I'm going to try to find out. It's a subpoena. It says right on there, it's a subpoena. And you are subject to a fine. Now, how big a fine it is, you know, if it's an $8 fine, a lot of people say, oh, okay, I'll pay the fine. I won't have to go. I don't know. I've been trying to find the source of, I think this, the clerk of the court. I've been steered in that direction. I want to find out. That's a good question. Yeah, I thought of that too. So apparently a lot of people do, because we were told that only about 30% of people who are eligible ever come down there.
And, even show up.
Yeah. So there you go. That was an interesting experience. I'm glad it's over, but it was interesting. 6:37 now, Stephen Tenney. And you, we didn't talk to you after Hello Dolly. I know it went well. I mean, I saw the Facebook afterwards. Did you have great crowds every night?
Yeah, I was in Hello Dolly last week at the Guildhall Players, yeah. And four nights, and we had four near sellouts every night.
Wow.
Yeah, we only had a handful of seats.
Yep.
Single-digit seats available every night. So it was we had great crowds, and ran into some fantastic listeners who came to see the show. Some of them said they came to see me for the first time in a show. So,
well, how about that?
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and just had a blast, and it was a real highlight of my summer.
Hello, Dolly. All right. And you were the head waiter?
I was the head waiter in the big second act number of Hello, Dolly.
Good.
Got to do the big song and dance and everything.
All right. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. There has been a reported cash cattle trade in Kansas at the price of $187 on the hoof on about 2,600 head of cattle yesterday. Now, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures had early session two-sided trading. Most of the session trading was negative, especially for the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle closed mixed, and the feeder cattle were negative with triple-digit losses. Wednesday, the lean hog futures continued to trade and close higher as they put their contract lows further behind them. At the close yesterday, October live cattle 15 cents higher, 186.27. August feeder cattle down $1.62 at 257.12, and October lean hogs 90 cents higher at 78.02. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded up and down, with only the soybeans closing negative yesterday. Now, December cotton made a new contract low, taking out the October 2022 contract low. Managed money is short the grains and soybeans, and the weather is turning hot. Trading overnight has been mostly on the negative side. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 5.61 3/4. December corn unchanged at 4.18. November soybeans down 3 cents at 10.61. September crude oil trading $1.25 lower at 76.34. August gold down $44.70 at $2,371. September S&P 7 points lower at 5,465. September dollar index down 17 cents at $103.95. And September Dow Jones futures 18 points lower at 40,092. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And my 401k took a little beating yesterday.
Good, you bet it did.
Good gravy. It's NASDAQ down more than 600 points. Dow down over 500 points. Was it a tech stock thing? Must have been for NASDAQ to go out that far.
Yes, it was. And we saw all the equities take a big hit to downside yesterday. And we're seeing a little follow through to the downside this morning even.
Okay, fine. I knew it was too good to be true. Right? 401k has been doing very, very well for quite a while now. And I knew it would go around and come back to me. I'll wind up with...
Well, as you know, Steve, nothing stays up forever.
Yeah, the day I retire, my 401k will be down to 8 cents, I'm sure. That's my luck. All right, Tom, how is the weather over there in Augusta? Still hot and dry?
Well, the mornings have been kind of nice, but yeah. Boy, during the day, it's getting hotter every day, and it looks like by this weekend, we're going to be very hot.
You're going to be cooking.
And it is dry.
All right. And we need some rain, as always. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Says, do you have FOMO on high-flying stocks? I don't know. I don't know what FOMO is. We'll find out. Don Grant.
That's Don Grant.
Don Grant, CFP, is in code today. The Money Tracker here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 646 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission approves lease for a new home for ComCare Children's Services.
Two.
Juvenile injured in a mini bike accident in southwest Wichita.
One.
President Biden says he dropped out of the presidential race to put democracy above ambition. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Not seeing any big traffic slowdowns on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, although they do show that those traffic volumes are picking up a little bit out there, seeing some more traffic on the roadways. Right now, looking at I-235 north and southbound, right around 25th Street North. Pretty heavy traffic north and southbound there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And the heat continues sunny and hot today, with a high of 96 degrees. Yesterday's high was 94. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 71. And for Friday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 93 degrees. Now a clear sky, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, Spotify is considering Hi-Fi Audio.
Fox on Tech.
How good is your streaming audio? Not how good are the songs, as that's subjective, but how good is the audio quality? For audiophiles who know how digital audio works, they know it's not always the best it could be. Spotify, which so many people worldwide use to listen to both music and podcasts, has been promising to bring its fans so-called hi-fi audio. And in an investor's call this week, the company says it's getting ready for a better version of Spotify with a price premium, which will deliver lossless audio, among other unnamed benefits. Lossless or high fidelity means uncompressed audio, similar to what CDs used to give us. It means Spotify is wanting to catch up to Amazon Music and Apple Music, which not only offers hi-fi, but things like spatial audio, where your head movement doesn't affect from where you perceive the sound to be coming. Still, however, no date has been announced for Spotify. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A tough day for tech stocks on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P and NASDAQ had their worst days since 2022.
Tesla stock plunging 12% after quarterly results from the EV maker missed expectations for earnings and free cash flow. Alphabet delivering an earnings and revenue beat. However, its shares fell over 5% after the Google parent poured more money than analysts were expecting into its AI and cloud computing systems. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Home Depot and Visa. The Dow falling 504 points. The NASDAQ down 655, S&P 500 lower by 129. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Do you have FOMO on high-flying stocks? Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, with us this morning to talk about that and explain that to us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, when I watch stocks like high flyers in the tech industry, particularly in the AI space, they take tremendous gains in very short periods of time. I've often experienced FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. My other investments are doing fine, but they aren't up 125% in a year. Well, when that happens, I go back to basics. I remind myself of the original goals I set for myself back when I set up the initial allocation. I have a certain growth target that will need to be maintained for me to reach my growth goals. There is one AI stock in particular that has exploded in the past 2 years. It's been in the headlines, and it's a subject of conversation in locker rooms, cocktail parties, and kitchen tables. If you've missed the big gains, is it too late to join the party? Well, we cannot predict the future, so we study history to understand as much as we can about market behavior. Many companies have growth spurts when they have a new product or when they capture the market. There are very few companies that have sustainable mega growth periods, and they may continue to gain in value, but the 180% growth in less than a year is not sustainable. As a matter of fact, we saw what happens yesterday. Well, no one knows how long that AI sector will continue to explode. There's nothing wrong with having some exposure, but consider buying into that trend with other companies that either compete with the big dog or that support that business. I would caution to spread it out over other sectors of the economy that are thriving. It's nice to hit big, but there's always the opportunity for that stock to take a quick and deep dive. Yesterday, when that happens, your exposure to that stock will determine how much you will lose at that time. Diversify and stick with your plan. Time in the market can generally get you growth that you need to reach your goals. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
So what was behind all that yesterday, Don, with the Dow down 500 points, NASDAQ down 600? What was going on there, you think?
Well, mostly I think it's exactly what I was explaining, is that that kind of growth is unsustainable. What happened was the earnings reports are coming out.
Yeah.
And the companies are looking at forward projected earnings based upon, what they've done with the company in the last quarter. And so they looked at earnings reports, and they're just not coming out in that space as high as people have been able to see in the past. Mm-hmm. And so that scared some institutional investors, and they started to pare back on their holdings in some of these companies.
Right.
And that's what shot down that part of the NASDAQ, which is where most of those tech stocks are held.
Yeah. So I look at something like that, and this company will come out and what looks to me on paper is a pretty good earnings report, but it's not exactly what they had talked about or scheduled, and people get upset then, I guess. I don't know.
One of the major political parties is telling me every day how strong the economy is.
Yeah, well, yesterday it was. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, keep in mind that while the stock market is, forward leading, and they do sort of show where the economy is going, the stock market is not the economy. The economy is you and I spending money and being consumers. So while that's part of the economy, it's not the economy. And it definitely is, as Steve said yesterday, he watched his 401k take a little bit of a hit. Well, that can affect the economy, obviously, but it's forward looking, and these are blips on a radar over long periods of time, and you'll see that things will start to level out.
Yeah. When it's time to panic, you'll tell us, right?
After it happens, okay. Yeah.
Today is National Chili Dog Day.
Chili Dog!
That's right. We're wrapping up National Hot Dog Month. The chili dog brings the heat. Add onions, cheese, or chili sauce for more variety with a hot dog. The condiments are endless, of course. Chili dog is one of my favorites. I know you guys, if from time to time. Don Wright, chili dog.
Oh, love a chili dog. Love a good chili dog. Except I hold the onions. I'm okay with the cheese. And believe it or not, a little mustard on top of that, too.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. I'll put pickles in it as well.
Yeah.
Chili dog day.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not really the weather for chili dogs. On the other hand,
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Chili dogs. All right, thanks.
I'll still have one, though.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. We're coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. And in our news at the top of the hour, President Biden explaining his decision to leave the race. And we had apparently a youngster injured in a mini bike crash in South Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS. Most people.